those who have a long life, but wasa'a 'amalu, but his actions and deeds are evil. You can see the difference. The time is the same, but the actions and deeds are totally different. And the path is right or left. So you have to think, what am I given is the capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath, and he can take an oath with any of his creation, and none of his creation can take an oath except by him. So he takes an oath with azim, something that is great. So he takes an oath by time. Actually, he says, wal asr, wal duha, wal layl, wal nahar. All that, Allah takes an oath with time. It's trying to tell you there's emphasis on the time. And every time the sun rises and sets is the time. It's a reminder for us every day. But you have to think, what path am I taking in this allotted time that I cannot buy back? And don't care how rich you are, how many PhDs you have, how many connections you have, how many nukes you have, the strongest capital in the army and everything you have, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, you will never be able to buy yesterday. That's why the scholars will tell you, ayyam, ayyam, the days are numbered and different. Yawm maw'ud, wa yawm mashhud, wa yawm mafqood. Yes, these are the days, my brothers. Yawm, gone, one day is gone. And one day that you're witnessing, and one day that is promised, and wa yawm mamdood, prolonged, 50,000 years. So you have to remember the days, what you're doing, what path you're taking. So you're not behind the driver's seat. You punch in on your GPS, hellfire. Could you imagine? Well, that's what we're doing. We're passing, we're going on the path that we know that's going to take us to hellfire, but we don't deter. We don't turn. It doesn't matter. Why? Because our whims and desires are in the driver's seat, not us. Shaitan has got control over us so much that we're blinded by anything that is right and wrong, and we take the tradition before the religion, and we take the creation before the creator. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what God Almighty says in the Quran, and doesn't matter what Prophet Muhammad in the Sunnah, as long as there are people who are happy with me. As long as I have the nice car, as long as I have the nice suit, as long as I have the nice house, doesn't matter if it's halal or haram. Or a compunction on the GPS, Jannah. And you will follow the straight path to Jannah. Don't you ask Allah, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, at least 17 times a day? And what is the straightest point? From one point to another, the shortest distance is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, that 17 times a day, and you're in the path. And you're making your control now. You're in control now, but you will not be in control later. Wallahi. Al-yawm amalun bila hisab. Wa ghadan hisabun bila amal. Today you can have actions and deeds, that's okay. But no accountability. But on judgment day there's accountability, but no actions and deeds. And wallahi ma ba'da dunya min dar illa Jannah or no? That's it. That's what I'm going to leave you with, inshallah. By Allah, there is no dwellings after today, after the dunya, this life, except heaven or hell. That's it. So did you reserve your ticket? Where's your reservation, man? Did you get your passport yet? Do you have the visa? Okay, show me the visa. Did you get it or you denied? Not here on judgment day. So you're going to be saying, Aina fulan ibn fulan? Here, come, show me your visa. Show me your actions and deeds. 99 files will come, every file as far as your eyes can see. And you cannot run, you can't hide. Where are you going? Then run from Allah, it's firru ila Allah. Come back to Allah. And that's exactly what you have to think. What path am I taking, man? Who am I hanging around with? Where am I going? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I saying? Is this path to Jannah or path to hellfire? May Allah show us what is right as right and follow it, and show us what is wrong and wrong as wrong and stay away from it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to have mercy upon brother Bashir. Accept his good deeds. Make it on the right hand side. Forgive any of his evil deeds. Make his grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. Give him thabat, the steadfast, to be able to answer the question, who is your Lord, what is your way of life, and who is your messenger? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to open up window in his grave to be able to see his place in Jannah. Ameen. And resurrect him on pulpits of light, grant his book with the right hand side. Allow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for him and grant him the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the highest level of paradise to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah in the way befitting his majesty. Ameen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.